Hello.
Hey, Michael, how you doing? This is Mario.
Well, I'm doing okay, I guess.
Well, that's good. I got a notice from from our IT department that you had seen some bad reviews on Google, and that was causing you to be hesitant. Talk to me.
Yeah, well, it's more than bad reviews. It's like there's a policy there that says you can report a company if they violate any of these rules, and there's about 13 of them, and some of them are things like asking for money to adjust your search results because they say that that's an algorithm that, you know, they control, and nobody, I mean, they told me when they sold this to me, oh, well, like, we just had a slot become available in your area a half hour ago, and if you only act now, we'll be able to drop you in there before someone else grabs it. Well, can you tell me what company it is that dropped out and is no longer advertising in our area that I'm filling their slot in?
Yeah, so the way that this works, Michael, I mean, we're not the only SEO company that exists, okay? I mean,
Well, I agree. There certainly are search engine optimization companies, but the idea that you guys can control exactly what Google is going to list on their search results on maps is basically, you know, BS. And also they, you know, essentially implied that, that I'd always be on the first page and a bunch of other stuff like this, but it's just not true.
Okay, well, I'm not sure where you're getting your details from. I'm the one that spoke with you yesterday, Michael.
One of your salesmen that I talked to, maybe before you, but they, they fed me a bunch of like hype and stuff, and I just want to cancel this. I don't want anything more to do with it. When you start off with, and then I kind of look at what you guys presented to me, and then I went on Google and say, well, these constitute a violation of our terms and services. There's like 13 items, and you probably checked 6 or 7 of them.
Okay. Well, Michael, everything that was discussed with you that I mentioned to you yesterday, none of it was BS, okay? I mean, it sounds like you're looking for loopholes here, and that's fine. I mean, we can cancel your service. That's all right. I mean, that's, but you have to understand that we are premier Google channel partners, okay? We're never going to try to pull a fast one on you by telling you something that is not accurate. When we say that we had a position in the first page of Google opened up, that's exactly what happens, right? A positioning comes available for placement on the first page, and we look in the area when it comes open, and any area when it comes available, to get it filled in the same day, okay? It's not that we're trying to pull your leg and feed you any BS. Absolutely not. When we say that we're going to place you on the first page, that's exactly what we would be placing you on the first page of Google, Michael. Okay? We work directly, and we got to follow Google guidelines. Okay? So $240-some that you pay is not worth the reputation of the company. And yes, as a business owner, you should understand that, you know, if you're going to go on Google and look for bad reviews for any company, you're going to find them. You go on Google and you look for bad reviews for Disneyland, which is supposed to be the happiest place on earth, you're still going to find bad reviews for Google as well. I mean, for Disneyland, right? Again, it's one of those things where we try to keep all of our clients satisfied. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years, Michael. Okay, we've been in business for 20 years, and I promise you that we have not kept that premier partnership with Google and been working for 20 years with thousands and thousands of satisfied customers nationwide because we're doing something inappropriate or being shady with anyone. Absolutely not. You know, it sounds to me like you were digging to find loopholes. I'm sorry that you feel that way. It's unfortunate because we did talk about, you know, the services that you wanted, and, you know, we were going to help you, you know, list those on Google. place your company on the first page because that's what you paid for, right? And get you work. I mean, that's obviously what you want, Michael, right? I don't understand, you know, where, you know, you went and, you know, you did some of your research, which is awesome. But, you know, at the same token, when you're looking for loopholes and all the negative things, you have to look at both sides of the pan and understand, okay, well, this company has been in business for 20 years, right? Obviously, they have to be doing something correct to stay in business for that long. Because I'll tell you, if we were into any funny business, we would not be partners to Google for this long. I mean, Google does not mess around with anything. And you're right, the algorithm, we don't have control over that. We never said we did. We said we will place you on the first page, and we will help you, you know, climb up to the top. That's what we do with our clients. I mean, we've been doing that for 20 years. We've had customers that have been with us for 10, 15 years, and they're very happy because they're keeping busy. And at the end of the day, what counts in this field, Michael, is to use transparency. And you're absolutely right. Never once did I BS you or try to tell you something that was not, or try to sell you a dream and, you know, and overpromise and underdeliver. That's not what we do, man. You know, and it's unfortunate that, you know, you feel that way. But that's definitely not what we do. You know, our reputation goes way beyond the $299 that you paid yesterday. You know, we would not put our company in that position, right? To stain the reputation of the business or say, hey, man, you know, you guys are being sneaky and using sneak attacks or trying to fondle or squeeze your way into things. Absolutely not, man. It's always better to be transparent. That's why you got everything in writing. Everything is very clear. That's why there's also no contracts involved with this, because it's a company. You know, our company is based off of results, Michael. You know, that's what we do. We base it off of results. We don't find the need to lock somebody in into a 6-month, 1-year contract, right? I mean, if this service works.
So is there any early cancellation fee?
No, man, I wouldn't even do that to you. I mean, obviously, if you're not happy, I mean, I would say, you know, you paid the service with us. I mean, I would say, you know, to clear up your thought and to show you that what we do works, right, to put you on Google for HVAC, heating and cooling, because that's what you really wanted to do, you know, let us finish out the service that you already paid for, and then you be the judge of it once you see what we can do for you. Because, I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, what really matters here is results, Michael. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for results. You're looking to stay busy doing HVAC and heating and cooling work. And that's what we can produce for you, Mr. Welcome. You know, it's results.
So what exactly are you offering me here?
Well, what I'm offering you here is to produce results for you, to get you busy, right? To put you on that first page of Google, right? To put Heinsberg Electric right alongside of the guys that you said you knew that we talked about yesterday, right? Because you said you knew some of those guys, okay? I'm proposing you to set you right alongside of them, you know, bring in work for HVAC for you, and then you be the judge whether you want to stick with us or not. I mean, it's not a contract at the end of the day.
And how long would it take before I'd see any results from this?
That's a great question. So let me break down the timelines, and I'm glad you're asking the right questions, Michael. So in order for us to put your, because we're going to promote your website on the GBP, okay? We're going to promote your website on Google. We're going to place the business through social media and create a business Facebook account for you. We were also going to put you on Yelp, put you on Apple, okay, and put you on Bing, which are the platforms that we work with, that, you know, we have an association with. Those platforms won't take us more than 7 to 14 days for you to start seeing results from those platforms. The only thing that takes us a couple of weeks additional is to get the verification done through Google so you can start seeing Heisenberg Electric on the first page, because we have to do verification on the back end. I mean, you've been around for a while. You know that the process of the verification with Google is what takes just a little bit longer. Luckily for you, we are premier Google channel partners, so it does not take us anywhere near. It would take a third-party company that's not associated with Google, right? Because we have those channels open to us with Google. So that's the only thing that would take us just a couple of weeks. Further than that is to get your company on that first page where people are, you know, looking at Heisenberg Electric as one of the top recommended companies that does HVAC and heating and cooling. Okay. What I'm proposing to you, Mr. Welcome, is, you know, you already paid the month of service, you know, give us the opportunity to show you that this is not all just BS, to say the least. I mean, I don't like to use that word, but, you know, I believe me when I say this to you that, you know, we're not in the business of pulling anyone's leg over $200 or $300. I mean, it's just not worth the 20 years of reputation that we built, you know, to put ourselves on the line over, you know, $200-$300. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to the company. What does make sense is that we show you results, we show you that what we do works, and then we keep the relationship with you on a long-term basis. Because that's really what's going to happen if we're able to produce customers, right? I mean, if we're able to keep you occupied and keep you busy, and, you know, what's going to happen is that we're going to be able to keep the relationship with Heisenberg Electric, because you're not going to find a need to want to stop the service if you see customers continue to call you in reference to heating and cooling jobs.
So basically, you know, what we could essentially, you're proposing here is to, you know, keep the service for what, like a month, and then at the before they charge me again to make a decision. But then if I, you know, said this isn't working out, I could basically cancel then.
That's correct. That's correct. And I would say for you to see, you know, the exact results, you know, and keep that flow of traffic coming in, you know, to give us at least, you know, yeah, you're right. A month is cool. You know, a month is okay, but if you want to see the full-blown results, I would say at least 2 months will be accurate, because that's when you'll start seeing that people from the first page of Google will start ringing you up, if that makes sense. But, yes, if you want to do 30 days, that's perfectly fine. But I would suggest minimum to try us at least 60 days so you can understand the full benefits that we have. But, yeah, I mean, you can do 30 days. That's fine. So you're absolutely correct. I mean, the service is already paid for. Allow us to show you what we can do, and then from there, you know, you make a decision whether you want to continue with us or not. But I really think, and I say this to you very straightforward, because we were talking yesterday, Michael, very, you know, straight shooters, is that I think that you're going to end up keeping the service, man. I mean, Google has not let anyone down, you know, when you're coming up as results on the first page, and that's just the reality of things.
And so what all, now I know that like there's something there that you said, okay, well, then you'll verify this and validate that and set all these things up for me on different platforms. Well,
right.
You know, like, well, exactly what kind of information do you need from me to do that? Because it seems like, you know, to do that, you'll be using, you know, my business name and stuff to set accounts up for others' services.
No. So what we would
do, does that work?
Yeah, the verification is very simple. We don't need much from you because we already have, you know, your all the information that I got from you yesterday. I mean, we basically got to run the information with Google, and Google gives us the green light, right, and says, okay, I mean, you're a legit company. You've been in business for a long time, Michael. That's all Google wants to know, right, is that you are a legit company, and we have ways. We have ways of proving that. So when you get the call from our IT guys that they called you earlier, All they're going to do is ask you, hey, what times of operations are we showing on Google? Do you have any pictures that you want to list on Google? I mean, they just capture basic 101 information from you so we can get the ball rolling. And that's what they were doing today. Okay? So I'm going to ask you to please get, you know, spare them about 20 or 30 minutes so we can get the ball rolling, right, and get all the services going that you already paid for, Michael. And then, like I said, you know, once you see what we do and how we work, you will be the decide, you know, the deciding factor whether you continue with us or not. But, you know, if I'm just being a straight shooter with you, Mr. Welcome, I think that in the end, you're going to be grateful that you kept our service. And I'm not just saying that to say that because, again, I see this all the time where, you know, customers, you know, not only in your scenario, but, you know, there's been other customers that, you know, have done other services like with Angie's Leads or Home Advisor or Thumbtack or 411. And they
That's part of why I'm a little skeptical is because,
right.
You know, so far at least, you know, none of these things have worked out as wonderfully as what, you know, I was promised they would, you know.
Right.
And
well, see, that's
I mean,
why
I've got something called, I guess it's like elocals.com.
Right.
And I, you know, I think I gave them $1,000 to get started, right? You know how many leads I've gotten from them so far?
How many?
Zero.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't blame you one bit then, Mr. Walkum. And I'm sorry I didn't understand where that frustration was coming from. But I can tell you that we're not going to charge you no $1,000 or $2,000. I mean, you paid the $299 for the month. You know, try out the service. You know, again, I'm not sitting here, and I'm not going to promise you either, Mr. Walkum, that we're the best company in the world and that we're going to bring you in 100 jobs and that we're going to make you a millionaire from one month to another. Absolutely
yeah, well,
not, man. That's a bunch of baloney.
Right? I'm sort of semi-retired, and all I really need is about, if I can get, you know, like, you know, maybe 10, 15 jobs a month, I'll actually be happy, believe it or not.
Yeah, you know what, Michael? I believe that 100%. And that's why I'm asking you, and I'm just being very straight with you, man. Give it an opportunity. I know, obviously, you've been let down by many other companies, but you've never worked, you know, being on that first page of Google, and that's going to be a game changer, man. I mean, I say that to you very honestly and direct. Again, you know, the pricing of the service, like I said, if you don't see results and you don't like what we do, you have the right to stop it at any time. But give the business a shot and give us an opportunity to prove to you that what we do works here alongside with Google. You know, because now you would be on platforms that you have never been before, especially on the first page. You know, and that's how your competitors that we talked about yesterday, that's how those guys stay busy, you know, with work,
right,
is by coming up on that first page. And that's where we would list you at. So I'm going to ask you to please give our IT guys 20 or 30 minutes of your time so they can collect the information that they need so we can get the ball rolling. Would you do that?
Yeah, I guess I will.
Okay. All right, Michael, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to say thank you for giving me the benefit of the doubt, man. I know that, you know, these companies have let you down and you've paid. I didn't know you have paid so much money. That that explains your frustration at a good level, I'll tell you that much. I would be I would be a little upset myself if somebody took me for over $1,000 and has given me zero results. That is just unacceptable. I don't know, you know, how you did not, you know, try to recuperate that money or get your attorney involved
or
something.
Well, so far it's still sitting there in terms of a credit, but apparently they have basically you have to pay a certain amount per lead, right? Well, they
set it up
with an amount that's apparently lower than all the other people are giving, you know, in order to say, well, it's going to be $70 a lead. Well, yeah, but at that price, you don't actually get any leads. So I would actually have to up that in order to actually receive leads from there, which means
that is just a bunch of crap, man. So it's like, hey, give me more money and then we can consider giving you leads. And it's like, dude, I've given you so much money so far.
Well, I mean, the money's just sitting there, but what I'm saying is that they set it up so that I was, like, bidding lower than anybody else. So I guess in order to actually get any leads coming in, I might have to up that to 100, which means I'd only get 10 leads for that $1,000. Now, these are, like, more like exclusive leads, but that basically means, you know, if I'm making 200 bucks on a job, that half of it goes to this leads company.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, well, where in the world is your return on investment there, right? I mean, that, I would tell you, you know, Michael, I'm just going to be very straight with you, man. I mean, I would say to try to leave that company alone and try to recuperate whatever you can, man, because it sounds like you have been put out so much more than what you're getting in return. And that doesn't make any sense, because if I'm paying for something, I want to see results, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and I mean, I've done a little better with Angie. I've actually gotten some work from them, and I actually have a appointment at 1 o'clock from just, like, door hangers that I distributed in my neighborhood. So, you know, so I am getting some work in, but right now I guess I've had two jobs this week, which is actually, believe it or not, that's pretty close to what I actually kind of need.
You know what, Michael? I'm not going to say any more, man. I'm just going to let our results speak for themselves. And, you know, when we have this conversation, you know, next month or the month after that, hopefully you will be thanking me for, you know, convincing you to give it a shot, man. And I really mean
that. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess it won't hurt. I mean, at this point, it won't hurt to give it a shot. I mean, I already paid the money for 1 month's work, I guess, and I might as well take advantage of that. And like I said, if it works, great. If it doesn't, I guess I'm not really out all that much, certainly not compared to some of these other things that I've gotten involved with. But
absolutely,
it's really tough to know who to trust, and I'm you know, going to give you the benefit of the doubt here.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate that. And like I said, also, you know, when we talk, you know, if you, you know, once this, you know, because I know the service that we offer here with, you know, working alongside of Google, I know the services, and I know that this is something that's going to work for you. So I also want to talk to you, you know, once this is, I would love to have a different conversation with you down the line. You know, to make sure, because you know what, not only, you know, if this works for you, I know that, you know, word of mouth, right? I mean, if you have family or friends and you know that what we do is working, you would not hesitate to recommend us to somebody else, man. And that's what it really comes down to.
Well,
you know,
I don't know if you know this about me, but I, you know, essentially spent most of my career as a software developer. I have
you did tell me that.
Computer science, and, you know, essentially got to the point where, you know, I got laid off and I couldn't find a job anywhere. I mean, I think a lot of people moved here during the pandemic. And unfortunately, a lot of them were doing that working from home thing. Well, I guess now a lot of these companies want people coming back to, like, a real office. And so I think a lot of those people now, they're looking for local work. And there is just isn't that many companies here.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
So anyway, I guess that's why I wasn't able to find anything. And so I basically decided to sign up for Social Security. And I'm doing this HVAC thing part-time just to make a little extra money.
Gotcha. Okay, so what time would it be good for our IT guys to give you a call back?
Because I know you're going to be a little busy in a little while at 1 o'clock. So what if we catch you in the afternoon, maybe 4 o'clock? Would
maybe
that work,
like,
for you?
Yeah, 3 or 4 would work.
Okay. I'm going to put you in for 4 p.m., okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay. And again, Michael, thank you very much, brother. I really appreciate it. And you know what? I mean, it's in our best interest also that this, you know, is very successful. So we're going to do our due diligence to make sure that, you know, what we're offering, you know, it's something that's definitely going to work for you, because we definitely want to keep the relationship with you long term. I'll get one of the IT guys to return your call at 4 p.m.
Okay, sure. Thanks, son.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Welcome. Talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.